Once upon a time, a kind shoemaker and his wife lived above their little shoe shop. For many years, everyone in town had come to the shop to buy shoes, but now no one came, and the shoemaker and his wife were very poor.
I have just enough leather to make one last pair of shoes. I will cut them out tonight and finish making them in the morning.
So the shoemaker cut the leather and left it on the table. Then he and his wife went upstairs to bed. In the morning, the shoemaker looked down at the table in surprise.
Look on the table, someone has made the leather into a pair of shoes.
Look at those tiny stitches. Who could have made such beautiful shoes?
I don't know, but we will try to sell them.
The shoemaker put the shoes into his shop window and they were soon sold.
You have been paid well. Now we have enough money to buy leather for two more pairs of shoes.
I will cut out the new leather tonight and leave it on the table.
The next morning, when the shoemaker woke up, he found two pairs of shoes waiting for him.
We have more shoes to sell today.
Every night, the shoemaker cut out more leather and left it on the table. And every morning, he found more shoes ready for him to sell. People came from far and wide to buy the beautiful shoes.
We are very lucky. We have had so many pairs of shoes made for us, but how can we find out who is doing all the work?
We will stay awake tonight, then we will see who is coming to help us.
So that night, after the shoemaker had cut the leather, he and his wife went upstairs. They sat and watched and waited.
Look, two tiny elves are climbing in the window.
Yes, they did. Could they be making the shoes for us?
Yes, they must be. They are stitching the leather.
When they had finished making the shoes, the elves disappeared out the window.
The little elves have made all those shoes for us. But what can we do for them?
The elves have very, very clothes.
Yes, they did. I could make some new clothes for them.
So the shoemaker's wife stitched all day.
I have finished making the new clothes for the elves.
I have made two pairs of tiny shoes for them. From soft leather.
Let us put the clothes on the table where the elves will see them.
Once again, the shoemaker and his wife saw the little elves come in through the window at midnight.
The elves ran to the clothes and put them on. They laughed and danced together on the table. Then, with a hop and a jump, they disappeared out the window, and were never seen again. And the kind shoemaker and his wife lived happily ever after, making beautiful shoes just as the elves had done.